Genesis chapter 22. Then it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham, and he said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Now take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and get going to the land of Moriah, and offer him up there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you. So Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and he took two servant lads with him, and Isaac his son, and he chopped pieces of wood for the burnt offering, and he got up and went to the place which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Then Abraham said to his servant lads, You remain here with the donkey, but I and the lad will go over there and worship, and we will come back to you. And Abraham took pieces of wood for the burnt offering and loaded them onto Isaac his son, and he took fire and a knife in his hand. And the two of them went together. Then Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Here are the fire and the pieces of wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide himself with the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went together. And they came to the place which God had said to him. And Abraham built an altar there, and he arrayed the pieces of wood, and he bound Isaac his son, and put him on the altar on top of the pieces of wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Then the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand to the lad, and do not do anything to him. For now I know that you are a fearer of God, for you did not withhold your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and there was a ram behind him, caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today, In the mountain of the Lord provision will be made. Then the angel of the Lord called out from heaven to Abraham a second time, and he said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and did not withhold your son, your only son, that I will greatly bless you and greatly increase your seed, like the stars of the sky and like the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed will inherit the gate of its enemies. And all the nations of the earth will be blessed through your seed, because you have obeyed me. Then Abraham returned to his servant lads, and they got up, and they went together to Beersheba. And Abraham remained in Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was reported to Abraham as follows. Behold, Milcah also has borne sons to Nahor your brother, Uz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Kesed, and Hazor, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. Now Bethuel begot Rebekah. Milcah bore these eight to Nahor, the brother of Abraham. And his concubine, whose name was Reumah, also gave birth to Teba, and Gaham, and Tahash, and Maacah.